The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, it's a mitzvos aseh lehispalel b'chol yom. That it's a positive commandment to daven every single day, shenemar, as it says, va'avadatem es Hashem Elokechem, that you must serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your God. And we understand the avoda that the pasuk is referring to is tefillah, zuhi tefillah, as it says, u'la'avda b'chol avavchem. Ezohi avoda shebelev, what is avoda, what is service of the heart? Zu tefillah. In other words, what we learn from the Rambam is that if a person is not davening and doesn't be, is not mekayim the mitzvos aseh of tefillah, he's being mevatel mitzvos aseh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to daven. It's incumbent upon him to daven. And whether we understand davening keneged the avos or keneged the karbonos, whatever it is, it's incumbent upon every single Jew three times a day to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah. If a person doesn't daven and is not mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah, he's mevatel a mitzvah saseya v'avadatem es Hashem Elokeichem. He's mevatel ula avdo b'chol avadchem. He's not mekayim the mitzvah of avoda shebelev, which is tefillah. Essentially, he's an avaryon. He's a sinner. Just as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to command you to fulfill a mitzvah, and you're not mekayim the mitzvah, you're an avaryon, you're a sinner. You're not listening to the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, then how do we understand the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, that tells us, Amar Reish Lakish, Kol Mi Sheyesh Lo Beis HaKnesses Be'iro. Anyone that has a Beis HaKnesses Be'iro, has a shul in his city, Ve'eno Nichnas Sham Lehispalel, and doesn't come into the shul to daven, he's Nikra a Shachin Ra. He's called a bad neighbor. Why do we refer to him as a bad neighbor? We should refer to him as an avaryon. There's a base Knesses. He's not coming to daven. He's being mevatel a mitzvos aseh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that you need to daven. You're not davening. We call you a shachin ra, a bad neighbor. I would call him an avaryon. He's a sinner. It's a mitzvos aseh to be mispalel. Every single day you need to daven three times. So it must be that the Gemara is assuming that he's not an avaryon. We're not dealing with Rishayim. Reish Lakish is understanding that this is a person that is davening, though he's not davening in a Beis HaKnesses. As the Gemara tells us, Kol mi sheyesh lo Beis HaKnesses be'iro, anyone that has a Beis HaKnesses in his city, ve'eno nichnas sham lehispalel, he doesn't come into this Beis HaKnesses to daven, but rather he's davening b'yichidus, he's davening alone, he's davening elsewhere, but not in the shul. This person is called a shachein ra, he's a bad neighbor. And tonight, I want to understand, why do we refer to him as a shachein ra? Why is he referred to as a bad neighbor? How do we understand a shachein ra, a bad neighbor? Why do we categorize him as a shachein ra? The Chai Adam comes and offers insight, and he says in his Sefer Beis Avram, that the way of good neighbors who truly love each other, and because one of the people yearn, desire to come close to his friend, his neighbor, intermittently he's going to go over to his friend's house and spend time with him. That's called being neighborly. Being neighborly means you stop into your neighbor, you inquire, you investigate, you see how he's doing, you take his mail when he's out of town. You show some type of connection to your neighbor. The way you show that connection is by stopping by going over.
Aval kisha hashchenim ra'im, the Chayei Adam explains, but when a person isn't neighborly, not considerate of his neighbor, ve'einam ohivim zeh et zeh, and they don't love each other, azay ein echad holech lebeis chaveiro, a person doesn't go over to his friend. He doesn't inquire. He doesn't stop over periodically. So when a person doesn't go to a Beis HaKnesses, he's showing that he's not interested in the Beis HaKnesses. He's not interested in that type of relationship with a Beis HaKnesses. Because someone who's interested in his neighbor, who is neighborly, stops over and inquires and asks and shows concern. Someone who loves his neighbor does things that are neighborly. But for a person not to go over to the Beis HaKnesses, which is your neighbor, you're showing indifference to your neighbor, to the Beis HaKnesses. So why is it so terrible? Why is it so terrible to show indifference to a neighbor? There are people that are loners. They keep to themselves. Is it so terrible? Is there something wrong that I'm not interested? I come back from a long day's work. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I don't want to go to my neighbor. I'm not interested in going to my neighbor's house. I want to keep to myself. I worked long and hard. I just want to sit back. I want to read a newspaper. I want to eat dinner, and I want to go to sleep. Why is that wrong? Why is that frowned upon? Why is that called a shachein ra, a bad neighbor? That is a terrible connotation. Why can't we just say that he's a loner? Not a bad thing, it's a personality. His personality is that he wants to come home, read a newspaper, sit on the couch, enjoy himself, and go to sleep. Why is it terrible to be that person that is indifferent to his neighbor, or even indifferent in our context to the shul? The Maharal explains beautifully. And he says that we really can't come and explain a person's indifference to a shul and say it's analogous to a person's indifference to his neighbor. Because the shul is different. Shenikra gamkein shochein ra el Hashem yisbarach. Because when a person is not neighborly to his friend, to his neighbor, to the person that lives next to him, that's his prerogative. He's allowed to show indifference to his neighbor. But says the Maharal, when you don't come into a shul, you're showing indifference to the Eibishter, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shochein ra el Hashem yisbarach, ki yesh lo laleches el beis haknesses, because you go to a shul, v'yeh motzoi bebeiso yisbarach, you're in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's home. Ki Hashem yisbarach motzoi bebeis haknesses. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is most commonly found in a shul. V'roi la'odam shiyeh nimsa bebayis shemotzoi Hashem yisbarach sham. A person wants to be found and wants to come and gravitate and be pulled and be neighborly to the home that HaKadosh Baruch Hu inhabits. V'm eno ba sham. And if he doesn't come there, Nikra, he's called a Shochein Ra, and a bad neighbor, She'ein lo chibor. He has no connection in Mishahu, Shochein Etzlo, to whom he's occupied next to. Shem lo haya Shochein Ra, haya ba l'sham. Because a bad neighbor is not coming and connecting himself to that which is Tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kulo Tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, during the days of creation, it was Ki Tov. Connecting and being Davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate good. And when a person comes and says that he doesn't want to come into the Beis HaKnesses, the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is most commonly found, says the Maharal, then he is a Shachin Ra. Because Ra doesn't want Tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tov. And he doesn't want to be found in a place where there's Tov by extension. He is a Shachin Ra. He's a bad neighbor. And ultimately, the Gemara comes and says that this person who doesn't come into a Beis HaKnesses, who doesn't want to have that chibur with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately he causes upon himself and his children galus. Because galus is the absence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Galus is a lack of ha'aros panim. Galus is hester panim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in secrecy, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't show himself. This person doesn't want to see Hashem. Mida keneged mida. You don't want to see Hashem. That's galus. You brought upon yourself and your children galus. Because a lack of galus is ha'aras panim, is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is most felt, where his presence is seen, is present. But this person who lives in a town where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seen, shown, and felt, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is most manifested, and he doesn't want to have to do with that. He doesn't want that ha'aras upon him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealing himself. He's caused himself and his children galus. He doesn't have that direct relationship and connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's galus. And that's the explanation of the Nesivas Olam of the Maharal. The Prishat brought down in the Torah Shulchan Aruch in Simit Sadi says something different. He says perhaps even worse than abdicating your responsibility of witnessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why you're a Shachin Ra, klapi, concerning your relationship with Hashem, the Prisha says something even more damaging, and even more of an indictment to this person that doesn't come to a Beis HaKnesses to daven. And the Prisha says that the reason why he's a Shachin Ra, he's a bad neighbor, it's not that he is a bad neighbor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kaviyachol, he can handle himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can handle a person not coming to a Beis HaKnesses. He's Kaviyachol, he's a big boy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to feel slighted or insulted that you didn't come home to say hi, to witness, to experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. But the greatest indictment, and the reason why he's referred to as a Shachin Ra, says the Prisha, is because the community needs you. The community needs your tefillah. The tzibur needs your tefillah in the Beis HaKnesses, because the Beis HaKnesses is the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu resides. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a makom, in a place, brachos manifests itself in this makom. In a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is found, is a makom where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha resides. And that's when the tzibor, the kehila, the ear, sees brachos. I saw an unbelievable pshat that Reb Chaim Friedlander brings down. He says, why is it so necessary to have a makom kavua? When a person davens, he needs to have a set place. Why does it matter? Reb Chaim Friedlander says brilliantly, because when a person davens in this makom, he brings down the Shekhinah, and now this place has inherent Kedusha. When a person davens Betzibor in a Beis HaKnesses, now the Shekhinah resides in this Beis HaKnesses. Imagine if everyone said, I don't need to come to shul because the other guy will come. And everyone says it's the other guy's responsibility. And no one shows up. Now the entire makom is void of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. I want to share with you the words of the Prisha. He says, Shenase Shochein Ra. He becomes a terrible, an evil, a bad neighbor. Labrios. Adarim Imo, to all of the inhabitants that live with him, Boir, in this city, cave on sins, Shehu Gorem, he caused She'ein Hashchina Shore Olean, because the Shechina did not reside in this place. And now the inhabitants of this community, of this city, were not able to revel in the presence of the Almighty, because there wasn't a tzibor. You had a responsibility to ensure that the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is felt. But because you're davening b'yichidos in your home, you didn't enable the presence to come down and reside among us. That's a bad neighbor. Because if you, the person davening at home, understood the great significance of what it means to daven in a shul betzibor, if you understood that through your tefillah betzibor that the Shekhinah comes down, it's a game changer. Now the entire tzibor, when they ask for parnasa, that's a tefillah that's accepted. We all know the power of the tzibor. The power of the tzibor is so much greater than the power of an individual. But you didn't connect to the tzibor. You didn't enable the tzibor to be as powerful as it could have been. You stayed home. And your staying home ultimately impacts every person in this community. The community is relying upon you. But you decided. You decided to stay home. And that explains the Prisha, is why you're referred to as a Shachin Ra. So I want to offer a different insight. The Rambam tells us in Hilchas Deos, in the beginning of the sixth chapter, Halacha Aleph, that the way of man, the Derech Brioso Shel Adam, is Lios Nimshach B'deosav U'B'maisav Achar Reav V'chaverav. That the way of man, the tendency of people, is to be influenced, to be pulled. His mind is shaped, and his personality is formed, and his hashkafos are developed based upon his neighbors, his friends, his environment, essentially, the Rambam is telling us that not only does nature have an impact upon a person, but nurture does as well. And therefore, says the Rambam, Tzorich Adam lehischaber litzadikim, because a person is shaped and formed and developed by his surroundings, it's incumbent upon a person lehischaber litzadikim, to connect to the righteous and to sit by the wise, tamid, always, kedei sheyilmod mimahaseihem, to learn from their ways. And conversely, continues the Rambam, v'yisrachek min harishayim, to distance yourself from the evil, hahochim b'choshech, who go and walk in darkness, kedei shelo yilmod mimahaseihem, not to learn from their ways. But the Rambam is telling us is something fantastic, with tremendous depth, something that is essential because we all live in a community. And that is that it is incumbent upon us to live in a community that shares our values, to live in a place and an environment that is conducive to growing in the ways of Hashem. We want to live in a makom that values Torah, tefillah, and staka, that values dveikus b'Hashem, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because says the Rambam, a guarantee to be successful as a Jew is to live in an environment that is conducive for dveikus b'Hashem. So for a person to live in a community that follows the ways of Hashem and follows the words of the Rambam, that a person needs to connect to tzaddikim and to tziv by chachamim, and that is a sure or a foolproof way of ensuring success, is to connect to tzaddikim. You live in the community and you don't learn from their ways, you're a shachein ra, you're an idiot, you're a fool. And I think we learn this idea from none other than Rivka Imenu and her experience as an expecting mother. We've been bringing up a lot of Rivka, Esav, and Yaakov, but there's so much to learn from this story. We can continue to turn over the story and to learn something new. The pasuk tells us, "Vayitzratzu habonim bekirba." She had a difficult time having a child, and Baruch Hashem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, listened to the tefillos of the tzaddik ben tzaddik, and Rivka Imenu became an expectant mother. She became pregnant. But it wasn't so easy, because during her pregnancy, the psukim tell us, "Vayitzratzu habanim bekirba," that the banim were pushing against her. And Rashi comes and tells us, what does that word mean, "Vayitzratzu"? Rashi says, "Rabosenu darshuhu," our rabbis explain and expound and teach us that the word vayitzratzu is lashon ritza, is from the word ratz, to run, to push. Kishahoisa overes al pischei Torah shel shein ve'ever, that when she passed the entrance of the Beis Medrash or the Beis HaKnesses of shein ve'ever, Yaakov ratz umifarches Lotzes. Yaakov Avinu ran. He pushed. He yearned to get out and to go to the Beis HaKnesses, or the Beis Medrash. However, overis al pisrei avodas alilim, but when she passed a house of idolatry, Esav mefarchetz loses. Esav pushed to get out. And that is how I understand the Gemara in Maseches Brachos. What did the Gemara in Maseches Brachos on Daf Ches Amud Aleph tell us? That kol mi sheyesh lo beis hakneses be'iro. Anyone who has a beis hakneses be'iro in his city. Rivka went and passed through the Beis HaKnesses in her town, the Beis Medrash, the Beis HaKnesses of Shem Ve'ever. Ve'eno nichnas sham lehispalel. And Esav didn't want to learn from Yaakov, who was rushing to daven in the Beis HaKnesses. He didn't learn from the righteous ways of his neighbor. He was inside. He lived side by side with Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu understood that now I'm in a town where there's a Beis HaKnesses. It's incumbent upon me to come and daven. Esav saw righteousness. And he went against nature. He went against Teva. He went against this idea of when you're coming and you're in the same shchuna, community, as a great tzaddik, and everyone around you is davening. She passed first the Beis HaKnesses. What about Derech Briyaso Shel Adam? What about learning from your inhabitants, learning from your shchunah, from your neighborhood? You have to be an idiot, a fool. It's right on your lap to learn from your environment. You have to go against what the environment is doing. That's not the norm. It's almost as if nature and nurture come and they form together in unison and say, look, it's here for your taking. And you don't utilize the opportunities afforded to you when you're surrounded by a community that wants to steig, that wants to grow, that wants to develop. People are telling you, come on, let's go. We have a great opportunity to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're not utilizing the opportunity that was afforded. You're a bad neighbor. You're a fool. You're an idiot. How foolish can you be? That's a shachin ra. When every opportunity is placed before you and you still don't maximize the opportunity? Is there someone as foolish as that person? That's a bad neighbor. Because a neighbor is supposed to utilize the opportunities that are afforded to him. He's in a community where there's a Beis HaKnesses and there's a person that's yearning to go, that's pushing, saying, come on, let's go, let's daven. You see someone walking to shul on Friday night and you continue on reading the newspaper. You hear that there are shiurim that are being developed and given. And decide not to show up. There are so many opportunities that are before us, and we don't maximize the opportunities that are right next to us. We're residing next to greatness. We're residing next to a shul that has 3 minyanim a day, and you don't show up? That's a shachin ra. That's an Esav. Esav was a neighbor to Yaakov. Esav had an opportunity. She first passed the Beis HaKnesses. Yaakov Ratzu Mefarchetz Loses. He wanted to daven. He giyaz man kriyat shema shel shacharis. And instead, Esav said, I'll wait for later. Until there was no longer a Beis HaKnesses and all that was left was the house of idolatry.
That's a Shachin Ra. Hamevin Yavin. We haven't had the shuls in months. And finally, we finally have shuls once again. We should be jumping. We should be jumping out of our seats to come to a base HaKnesses. Because if not, we're fools. We're terrible neighbors. It's not only that we're hurting HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it's the house where HaKadosh Baruch Hu resides. And it's not only that we're hurting our neighbors because they need a place where the Shechina can reside for there to be brachos that manifest itself in the community. But we're hurting ourselves. We are a Shachin Ra. We're Esav, what Esav was to Yaakov. Esav was Yaakov's neighbor. And he decided to pass on the opportunity. That's a Shachin Ra. That's a terrible neighbor. Esav was a terrible neighbor to Yaakov. Because a good neighbor learns from the ways of his neighbor. If there's a shul in the neighborhood, and there are shiurim in the neighborhood, and there are opportunities to grow in the neighborhood, and those opportunities aren't taken, that's a Shachin Ra. Let us maximize our opportunities. Let us continue to grow. Let's continue to strive, especially as we're on the doorstep of the 9 days. Let us develop ourselves, develop our communities, that Amir Tzah Hashem, the Shechina, should reside, and that we should be zochet to that Shechina with the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Have a good night.